Walmart says it's making several changes to improve its environmental record. For example, the company has announced a goal of doubling the miles per gallon fuel efficiency of its fleet of 7,200 trucks within 10 years. Vice President Andrew Rubin says Walmart is 17% of the way toward that goal, in part by installing new units that reduce diesel fuel consumption while the truck is idling.
That change alone is 10 million gallons of diesel a year avoided. To the bottom line, in terms of a company, it's $25.5 million, and it's 100,000 metric tons of CO2.
Rubin also says Walmart has rearranged its store displays to steer consumers toward more energy-efficient, compact fluorescent light bulbs that save homeowners money on electricity bills. He says his company would like to sell 100 million of the bulbs this year.
It is $3 billion back in the pockets of our customer, who right now, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, any retailer, we don't have a shot at that money. It is going to the electric companies.
But going green to get customers to spend more money on other Walmart products rankles a noted writer on the environment. Bill McKibben says Walmart's plan does nothing to reduce some of the consumption that isn't sustainable.
A model that assumes that we should buy more stuff all the time, that we should take the money that we've saved from running compact fluorescent light bulbs and go buy the next increment of stuff from Walmart, isn't a model that works.
McKibben says movements like the one that urges local growing and consumption of food is one that makes more sense than hauling products halfway across the country to get to Walmart stores. McKibben and Rubin spoke this fall at the conference of the Society of Environmental Journalists. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.